Any other questions?
May I respond to some of this, sir?
No, sir. You had your time to speak.
Can you talk a little bit about management? Who's in charge?
Sure, yeah. So we're looking at hiring a company called Rent Branson to do a full turnkey management system for this. They would be, the property will essentially be in their control 100%. So they're going to be in there. They're going to be on call 24/7. So something happens, they get a phone call, and they have a dedicated team that's going to be on this property 24/7. So their response time is usually within like 10 minutes. They can be out there if there's something that we need them for. So they're a full service company that they have everything in house as far as maintenance, all their cleaning. Everything in the house, basically. So, and they're a great local firm. That's you know, we want to keep this as, you know, keep all the dollars as local as possible here. So you know, we think this is gonna, you know, regarding property values. Right now, the property value of this is X, right? So it's for sale for. It's on sale for $360,000. Well, after we come in here and do our improvements, that land is going to be worth more than that. So I think the argument of property value going down is actually not really a valid argument, because it's going to maintain the property values at a good increase, you know, sustainable increase rate. So it'll be good for property values. And right now it's zoned for Ag 1, A1 zone. As far as highest and best use for that piece of land, that is there's not much agriculture that, you know, could be done there. But you know, so regarding property values, I think this will have a positive impact, a good impact on property values in the area.
Do you have any other experience with this glamping business concept? Personally, I mean, have you done this project elsewhere before?
I've not, no.
Okay.
I've not. Yeah, but it's pretty simple. There's not a whole lot to it. I mean, I've done residential. I've built residential construction. I worked for my dad and uncle had a family business in the middle of Missouri, building log cabins, and I personally built about 11 log cabins. So I know the construction field pretty well. I'm currently an engineer, so I went on to building, you know, other things and like power plants and things like that. So I do a lot of industrial work now as well. But I mean, as far as what these are very, very simple structures, but very solid and very effective structures. So.
If you build this, is your intention to build it out, or are you intending to build it in process over time?
If you're phasing it.
Oh, phasing it. Yeah, we will be phasing it. Yeah.
So there'll be construction going on for a long time.
It's very light construction. I wouldn't, you know, I guess, you know, when you're thinking there's going to be, the main phase will be getting all the infrastructure in, which will be probably the heaviest part of it. It's where, you know, you come in there with the dozers and you clear out, you know, you do your grubbing and all that stuff, you know. I mean, after that, though, it'll just be, you know,
sure,
a couple framing crews that are working indoors where like nobody hears them, basically, you know. As far as the sequence, it'll be, you know, infrastructure first, and then, you know, foundations, and then it's all basically interior work from there. So, yeah.
I ask you a question. Why would you pick this property right in the middle of a residential area?
We think it's the area. We like the area. We like where it's located. In reference to the rest of the attractions in the Branson area, we like that it's quiet, because we want quiet. That's what we're going for. We want a place that can be, that people can go and essentially be secluded, you know, have a feeling of secluded and there's enough woods there. I think with our, with how low density our development is, I think we can give our clients that, that feeling of seclusion.
Any other questions?
Todd, being, you know, the job I do, County Highway Administrator, I have a hard time being in favor of it with the safety of the site distance. I mean, that's where I'm at with it.
Any other comments amongst ourselves, or?
It's pretty tough, yeah, without cutting it out.
Nice concept, it's in this land.
Do we have enough information to make a motion to recommend approval or denial and put it to a vote?
I have a question about occupancy. I guess I'm either haven't paid attention or can't find it. What's the occupancy of these units?
You mean like bedroom bathrooms? How many bedroom
bathrooms? How many people are going to be in them?
So nine, the first nine of the units will be a maximum of, will sleep a maximum of 10. So we're shooting for 8 to 10.
So it's considered like a four bedroom?
It'll be a three bedroom with a kind of a, I guess, non-traditional room that would have a fold out couch. That would be that you could have two more people sleep in. And then the four smaller units would just have four people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Any other comments? Are we to the point of making a motion? And again, this is just recommendation to Taney County. They'll deny or approve on May 23rd.
I'll make a motion to deny due to the thing you've got to read.
Okay, we've got a motion to deny. Would we have a second to that?
Due to safety reasons for me.
So we do have a motion and a second to a denial of the application. So let me read it and then we'll put it to a vote. Motion to recommend denial of the application 22-010 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Frontier Springs Property Group LLC for the parcels located at parcel 18-1.0-12-003-001-001.000 Fall Creek Road to be rezoned from A1 zoning district to NR1 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. So all those in favor of the denial, raise your hand and say aye. And keep them up if you would, please. I've got a, is that everyone? Okay, the motion carries to deny the application. So you guys will have the right to come back on May 23rd, 9 a.m. Thank you.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, moving on. Next, we've got rezone one parcel located off of Nave Ferry Road, Pro Tem.
Case number RZ2022-011. So ETE 10 LLC Incorporated is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezone request of one parcel, which is number 23-1.0-11-000-000-013.001, approximately 32.6 acres, located off Nave Ferry Road, Pro Tem. The existing property is zoned A1 agricultural. The rezoning request is for M1 light manufacturing or industrial district intended for four warehouse buildings and one maintenance building to be placed on the parcel. Per the Taney County's assessor's information, property is approximately 32.6 acres in size with no structures on the property. Property will be served by a private well for water and on-site wastewater septic system for wastewater. So I'm zoomed out quite a ways on this map. Put your Pro Tem business area and then Elbow Road.
I don't think I ever heard that term.
So farther down Elbow Road, Nate Ferry takes off to the south. Got the parcel highlighted. Here's our zoning layer. Here's the proposed plan that was presented. And then just zoomed in on the parcel. And I believe I had a couple of pictures just taken from the gate, which is right in this location here. Right here, I believe, between the trees. And I'm just looking back to the east. And like I do on lots of applications, I show you the road both directions. At that, I would turn that over to the representatives.
Hello again. I'm Todd Chandler, 231 Rock Point Drive, representing the applicant with CPWG Engineering. I have Mr. Ed Belfer here as well. My client is looking at putting in some storage buildings to support his facility that he just closed on the property on 76. It's a new distillery, whiskey distillery for Belfer Spirits. This property will actually be part of basically next to Ripley's. As part of that, the whiskey has to age, so that's what the storage buildings are part of. It won't be part of the commercial operation as far as guests coming there, anything like that. So they'll be basically pre-engineered metal buildings, approximately 8,600 square feet. Initially, he's got plans to put two of them in that can store up to 2,000 barrels apiece. The barrels will be stacked in rows of three. There's a lake that will be built as well to handle any fire flow, because obviously water is an issue in this area. So as part of that, we're going to have a stocked lake with fish to encourage wildlife in the area, as well as provide fire protection in the event of an unlikely fire. There will not be any electrical service to these buildings to help with resisting any fire expectations. And with that, we'll kind of open up for any questions, and Ed may want to introduce himself as well.
Hi there. My name is Ed Belfour. I'm here as the CEO and representative of my family in Belfour Spirits. We've been in this business for about 8 years. It's my son and my daughter. We do this together. We're very proud of what we do. I'm originally from Canada. Came to States when I was 21 years old on a hockey scholarship. Played for the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux. I was lucky.